This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, the hot news item today just announced about 90 minutes ago, Roseburg Forest Products, a historic $700 million investment in Southern Oregon manufacturing. We're going to dig deep on this one this afternoon. President and CEO Grady Mulberry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, obviously, a big announcement today. A couple hundred people were just out at the fairgrounds starting at 11 o'clock as you kind of rolled it out with a lot of other officials. Something like this is pretty giant. It sounds like it's been years in the making.
Yes, that's true. These things take sometimes multiple years to bring them together and make sure they make sense from a business standpoint, from a community, from, you know, strategically is a big part of it. And in this case, you know, we've got such a good integrated timber and wood products model, and we are very big in the space, in the MDF space across North America. So great fit to do one in our hometown.
In recent years, especially since you took the helm, we've seen the company diversify in terms of different parts of the country and different types of things going on. And it's really been a changing environment in your industry.
Yes, it has been a changing environment. I mean, it's just increasingly more competitive like any industry, especially older industries. And we compete heavily with imports and many, many product lines we do business in. And then you look at, you know, it's what's the best, you know, strategic decisions when you're thinking about 15, 20, and 30 years down the road to really give you some, you know, sustainability and more resilience to your business model, to your overall portfolio. And those were all strategic decisions drove, you know, they were made, taken for the long term around those types of issues. And so with that, you know, it's just kind of providing some diversification to our portfolio, which will help give the business a little more resilience longer term. But, you know, we haven't left Oregon, obviously. We're sitting here making the biggest investment we've ever made in manufacturing right in our hometown. And we just needed the right opportunity to make it all fit together. And we finally got it to come together.
So talk about the two new plants here and kind of go deep on explaining those.
Okay. Well, the first one is what's called medium density fiberboard, or MDF. And what it is it's you take wood residuals, you refine them down to almost like a cotton-like material, actual fibers, wood fibers, and then you recompose it into a panel. That panel gets used heavily in furniture markets, door skins, doors, hollow core doors. You see it in molding applications throughout all kinds of houses and you know, multifamily units, commercial units. And that facility will be, we believe, will be the most, a world-class footprint, the most competitive in the world, extremely high-tech from, you know, just the kind of equipment that's going to go in there. And it'll produce, you know, roughly 175 million feet on a surface feet on a three-quarter inch basis, or 310,000 cubic meters. So for perspective, that will be the largest MDF facility we have in the system. And this one's really going to be designed to play in what's called the thin board market, which will basically be for door skins and cabinet backs and so forth. And then the second facility we call Dillard Components, again, a very highly advanced manufacturing technology platform. And what we're going to have there is it's going to convert material out of Medford primarily to make exterior trim. And then additionally, we're going to make wood moldings, MDF moldings at this facility as well. So, you know, a lot of investment, a lot of, you know, focus on advanced manufacturing and making this very competitive, because this facility, we will compete with imports with this facility, but using our timber base and integration we have to our timber base and the residuals we have coming out of our sawmill, you know, it's all just kind of gets, you know, worked together in an integrated model, and it makes a lot of sense for the company.
As well, you talked about improvements and upgrades at some of the existing plants, both here and over in Coos Counties.
Yes, and I mean, that's a big part of this. And in fact, a lot of that equipment is being ordered or is ordered, and those projects are getting readied. And again, it's just a lot of technology to really, you know, what we look at it as advanced manufacturing, a lot of process control technology that's going to be utilized. And those are really to provide the competitive platforms to compete with imports in those spaces as well, and provide a lot of longevity to the business and remain, you know, really help maintain a very competitive position. So those, you know, we talk a lot about the new facilities that we're going to build, but those recapitalization projects of those facilities are very important to our footprint in Southern Oregon and to our business in those product lines, which, you know, those are plywood plants.
I would imagine, just like any other industry, technologies evolve pretty rapidly. And so, you know, it's very advantageous to be doing this now versus a number of years ago when many of the things you can do now maybe didn't even exist.
Yes, it's very hard to keep up. I mean, you know, things advance. We're like any industry. Some people may not think of wood products being highly technologically advanced processes, but they are. And so many things we do, when you look at currency exchange rates, you look at trade, you know, trade deals and how things are, you know, impacted from, you know, the competitive landscape between different countries. You're competing with imports, even if you're not exporting. You're competing globally in virtually anything you do. And so you have to look long term and say, how are we going to compete in this space? Even though we operate in North America, we know we're going to face a lot of import pressure. So you've got to be highly, highly competitive. And that means you got to deploy a lot of the newest technology to do it.
And I heard the word robotics in there this morning.
Yes, yes. There's going to be some robotics that's being used in different industries, and we're going to try to apply some of that to this particular project and, you know, struggle our way through it, I'm sure, kind of developing it in the application. But we'll figure it out. And I think, you know, the other thing, Kyle, I want to, you know, I talked a lot about the commitment of the family, you know, to the business and growing the business, and Alan's, you know, never-ending desire to see this thing scale and be, you know, just continue to make bigger and bigger impacts across really the world and certainly North America. But to do that, it takes a lot of talent and a lot of the right skill sets and a lot of people, and we've spent a lot of energy building the teams, you know, that gives us confidence today to take on things like this. You know, you got to have the bench strength. You've got to have the people that can, you know, the engineering capacity and that kind of talent to do this. So we feel really good, you know, the commitment from the family, the team we've assembled here, our competitive position in this space in particular, and in the plywood space as well. These are great investments for the company long term.
And when you talk about that number, I mean, $700 million sounds big to everybody, but one of the things in the presentation about the largest ever known investment in manufacturing in rural Oregon and one of the largest private capital investments of any kind in the history of the state.
Yeah, it's significant. It's very significant. And that's why, you know, you ask how long does it take to pull these kinds of scale projects together. I mean, in one form or the other, this has been in kind of the development phase for multiple years, and then in really the full court press on it in the last, say, 12 to 18 months, because we could see where it could make some sense for the company.
And as well, you talked about partnerships with the governor's office, with Business Oregon, and with the leaders in both of these counties too.
Yes, I think that's you know, what I said today is a very, you know, a very important point. I sincerely mean it. I mean, we wouldn't be here without all their help. I mean, it's been quite a partnership with all of these different government agencies and the individuals involved there. And I think, you know, Eric Geyer, our external affairs, political affairs lead, really has done the yeoman's work there with his working relationships with those offices to really help pull this together from that aspect. But we certainly appreciate the state and the local support. I mean, you know, we just couldn't do it without it.
One of the notes I took during the presentation and that was when Eric was speaking, was that this would be, if I got this right, the largest MDF plant in U.S. and Canada?
No, it'll be our largest.
Your largest.
It will be one of the largest, but, you know, it certainly will be our largest.
And you're rolling this out today, but it looks like you're going to be working pretty aggressively over the next 2-4 years, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this magnitude of capital deployment, you know, there's everything's long lead time. A lot of this equipment comes out of Europe, or some of it, you know, with our plywood operations, can come out of Asia. So you're constantly, you're dealing with, you know, different countries, different cultures, and exchange rates and just lead times, because these big vendors, they do business all over the globe. So you have to get in their order queue. And even though our country may be in a recession or slower or something, some countries may just be really building. So it's, you know, you never know what their order books are going to look like. So we think we're looking at all of this told. I mean, that's why I think I said today 4 years or something in that neighborhood, maybe 4 to 4.5 years or something like that. But we do expect the MDF plant to be running by the end of 25 here at Dillard.
Wow. We're going to take a break, talk more when we come back. Grady Mulberry, President and CEO of Roseburg Forest Products, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson coming up at 1. I'll have Umpqua Valley Live later, looking at arts, entertainment, community events at 4 o'clock. Grady Mulberry, President and CEO of Roseburg Forest Products, the company this morning announcing a $700 million historic investment in Southern Oregon manufacturing. Talk about the jobs that will come with this these plants.
Yeah, we foresee approximately 120 new employees with the two new facilities, and we foresee those as good, you know, a lot of technical type jobs, process control, engineering type jobs, just because of the nature of the technology that we're going to be deploying. So we see some really good opportunity there for people once we get it going.
Now, how long have you been in this industry?
I've been in this industry about, let's see, right around 35 years.
So when you think about what a typical plant, anything tied to wood products, looked like then and now, you don't even feel like you're in the same universe.
No, very different. I mean, the newer facilities, our newest facility is actually in Chester, South Carolina. We built that in 2018 and 19. I mean, they're just, you know, extremely technologically advanced. It's, you know, if you can envision in some cases, you know, automobile factories and that kind of sophistication of technology, that's really what this is all evolving to. But around the world, I think what's an important point here is in a lot of these other newly industrialized or newer industrialized nations, you know, they deploy tremendous amounts of capital and they, you know, in these different, whatever sector they're operating in. And with that, they put together some very competitive facilities, and you ultimately end up competing with them. So that's why you've got to join them, no matter what part of the world you're in, if you're going to be in the business.
So talk about maybe more specifics about working with Business Oregon and the governor's office.
Well, I think, you know, I'll talk about it from a high level. You know, like I said earlier, for us, Eric Geyer was the lead on that, and with his contacts, and really, you know, that's over a series of months. I mean, in months, you know, or more, and it's just an ongoing conversation about what we're trying to do, and why, you know, what we think the opportunities are, you know, and how it can benefit the state and especially the rural communities. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, can get lost. I mean, let's not forget our rural communities. I mean, and you know, that's what's so neat about this process. And I think, as you heard today from a couple, both local and state, you know, the technology aspect really fits what the state has been pushing, you know, from a, you know, advanced manufacturing, regardless of industry. And I think that's a real, you know, we have a real fit here for that. And I think to do it in a rural community, and certainly for us in the founding community of the company, is such a special thing. And I think, you know, they really bought onto our vision. you know, how do we work through the permitting process? How do we get all this stuff started? But that effort goes on for well north of a year. I mean, it's a lot of effort. And again, Eric, other members in of our team really assisted in that process, you know, whether it's in our environmental groups or, you know, our compliance groups or what have you. But it's a full court press. It's a tremendous amount of effort that's going on quietly for a long period of time.
And as well, there was talk about the fact that doing something like this really allows you to remain competitive, not just for the region, but globally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just as I think I mentioned today or at some point, it's the ability, anybody you compete with that's importing, they have currency, you know, whether it's they have cost positions and they have currency exchange rates that are typically favoring them. Many of them have established market share in North America, but they also have the most, you know, advanced, usually the most advanced technology platform that they're operating off. So you have to, you know, for quality, not only just for cost, but also for quality and consistent quality and engineered applications that we try to fit with these products. So you have to be able to do that if you're going to undertake something like this.
With the diversification you've done and plants in different locations, particularly the Southeast, I mean, you had a lot of options and a lot of different directions you could have gone. What drew this project to landing back here?
Well, as I said today, I think our, you know, Oregon is not the easiest place at time to do business in. It's highly regulated in different aspects. But at the same time, we have a big asset position of assets here, and we have the right fit with our timber, our residuals, our legacy. You know, the Ford family, the opportunity. You know, we also have this particular business. We have assets across North America, and we have one in Oregon. But this fits geographically and regionally. Plus, we have the raw material supply. And with that, we have the legacy of the family and the commitment to do that. And then that's what, and then we got the commit, you know, we got the help from the state and the local officials, as I was talking earlier, and that meant a lot to us. And it really meant a lot to us. So that's how we ended up, you know, as a process of, to work through, to get comfortable that we could make this work. And that's how we got there.
So will all of this be both the new plants and the work for the upgrades? Is all this going to be happening simultaneously?
Yes. I mean, you know, the work for some of the upgrades and some of that demolition is well underway. There's also demolition at the site we're going to use for the new MDF plant is well underway. Many pieces of equipment have just been ordered, but there'll be 18 months or 12 months of lead time. So we've got the engineering team and we got the talent there and the business leaders and the talent there to make this happen. And so we'll deploy a lot of this simultaneously.
When I think about, you know, just trying to envision this and wrap my head around it, you know, I can't even get my own home projects done. You know, I tend to employ people to do those things. And I think about, okay, I'll go to this store, I'll go to that store. I mean, this industry, what you're doing and this type of work is very highly specialized.
It is, and we have a network of different types of contractors for the different disciplines, electrical, mechanical, you know, hydrology or not hydrology, hydraulics or whatever the case may, you know, the medium may be. And with that, you build these networks over time. We've got a tremendous leader of our engineering group in Jim Salschenberg. He's built multiple greenfield facilities, big, large scale. He's run multiple projects like this, and he's got multiple people on his team that have been involved in building them. So it's a lot about planning way ahead of time. And planning for, you know, mitigating the risk as much as you can. But we have people that have done it more than once. And that allows us also to be comfortable to take these things on, as we have the talent base to be able to work with to do something like this.
All right, Grady Mulberry, President CEO of Roseburg Forest Products. We'll have more information online at 541radio.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.